From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A suspected white supremacist who opened fire inside Washington, D.C.'s Holocaust Museum, killing a guard before being wounded by other guards, is in critical condition today. Authorities say the alleged gunman, tentatively identified as 88-year-old James Van Brunn, appears to have acted alone. David Schlosser is a spokesman of the U.S. Park Police. He says the incident took place earlier this afternoon, East Coast time.
At about 10 minutes to 1 this afternoon, a man entered the Holocaust Museum and he was armed with a long gun. I don't know whether that long gun was a rifle or a shotgun. It's only described as a long gun.
The dead guard has now been identified as Stephen Tyrone Johns. In a statement, museum officials said there are, quote, no words to express our shock and grief over the day's events. Officials say the Holocaust Museum, which closed in the aftermath of today's shooting, will remain closed tomorrow. The World Health Organization is taking steps to declare the first flu pandemic of the century. An emergency meeting on the issue is slated for tomorrow. NPR's Richard Cox reports.
Today, WHO Director General Margaret Chan asked officials in eight nations whether a new flu strain derived from pig, bird, and human viruses is spreading widely there. They include Australia, Canada, Chile, Japan, Mexico, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Chan reportedly was told there's widespread transmission of the new virus in some, though evidence is inconclusive in others. By the WHO's definition, a pandemic means widespread community transmission of a new flu virus in two or more regions of the world. Chan has the authority to decide if a flu pandemic has started. She's called a meeting of an emergency committee tomorrow to help her decide. If she does declare a flu pandemic, she's expected to call it a moderate pandemic. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Five American contractors in Baghdad may soon be released from Iraqi custody after an Iraqi judge decided there was insufficient evidence to charge them with any crime. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Baghdad.
Iraqi police took the Americans into custody on June 3rd after searching their residence with help from the FBI. The search was in connection with the gruesome murder last month of another U.S. private contractor, 60-year-old Houston native James Kitterman. But it was never clear that the arrest of the five Americans was directly related to the murder. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad stated that they were held for an unrelated matter, but the embassy refused to elaborate, citing the privacy of the detained men. This is the first time Iraq has exercised its authority over U.S. civilians in the country. Since January 1st, a new security agreement puts all American civilians under Iraqi jurisdiction. Troops serving in Iraq still answer to the American Military Code of Justice. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 24 points to end the session at 8,739. The NASDAQ lost 7 points today. The S&P 500 dropped 3 points to close at 939. This is NPR. Chrysler, in a remarkably fast 42-day restructuring process, is now aligned with Italian automaker Fiat. In a statement released today, Fiat said its CEO Sergio Marchionne has been named CEO of the new company. The company also said it plans to soon reopen closed Chrysler factories idled during the company's Chapter 11 bankruptcy, something that cost the automaker around $100 million a day. In addition to the naming of a CEO, the federal government in a wire transfer gave the new Chrysler company $6.6 billion in exit financing. Hollywood actors have approved a new contract that increases their pay by more than 6% over the next 2 years. It also includes compensation for work done on the Internet. NPR's Netta Ulubi reports.
Almost 80% of Screen Actors Guild members voted to approve the contract against the wishes of union higher-ups. SAG officials wanted to hold out for better terms and go on strike if the studios failed to cooperate. But the overwhelming support for the contract suggests that the membership simply wants to work. Top stars like Tom Hanks, George Clooney, and Sally Field publicly supported the deal. The new contract is almost certain to speed movie and television production, which has been hampered over the past 2 years by labor unrest and infighting. The deal takes effect immediately. The president of the Screen Actors Guild predicted it will have, quote, a devastating impact, and said he hoped members will see a better contract in 2011. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
The Boston Globe's biggest union, after rejecting a package of pay and benefit cuts, has filed a complaint with federal regulators challenging a planned 23% pay cut. The guild's complaint called on the paper and owner New York Times Company to resume talks. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.